The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk about the weekend sport. We're joined by Tommy Rooney, our GAA correspondent, and we'll be joined shortly by Colin Buig from Off the Ball to talk about the rest of the weekend sport. But Tommy has been at the Tip Hotel enjoying the celebrations. Good morning, Tommy.
Morning, Pat. You're very welcome along to a lively grand hotel in Malahide this morning. The Tip colours are around. The players are up and about. They're fresh. They're savouring the moment. They're enjoying it all. And they've been joined by a lot of family and friends and supporters here in the hotel too. So,
who have you been talking to, Tommy?
Yeah, so I caught up with Rhys Shelley and Conor Stakeland this morning. I also caught up with young Oisin O'Donoghue a couple of minutes ago. But we're going to hear from Andrew Ormond, Pat, if you have a moment.
Yeah.
JK Bracken's club man, centre forwards. He's one of the lads that are in the middle. There's a lot of talk about the youth in Tipperary, the younger players that have come in, and then the older fellas as well that had a couple of All-Ireland medals. But Andrew is a part of the cohort that should have been in their prime, and there was a lot of expectation on their shoulders. He spoke very well to me this morning.
You're trying to soak it all in. You're trying to stay on the field for a little bit longer, meet everyone you want to meet, your parents, your family. Obviously, your teammates are the first people you meet, and that's great because they're the guys you soldier with for the whole year. But it's a euphoric feeling to get over the line and win an All-Ireland Championship. I suppose in Tipperary we've seen it growing up. We've seen great players winning All-Irelands, and to join that that kind of status now is surreal.
It's amazing. You had a number of, and you're part of the fellas in your mid-20s, right?
Yeah.
So you're in your prime, okay? There's a few of you like that. But you had a nice mix of the boys with experience. Mikey Breen is two All-Irelands, Jason Ford.
Yeah.
No, Morano is four. Sorry, Mikey and Jason are three now. But, you know, you had a class of Jake, Willie Connors were involved back in the day as well. You and your group hadn't, though. You'd won 20s, you'd won minors. There was club success along the way, I'm sure. There was a bit of college success thereabouts. You were in the mix, but and there's all the talent was there. How much did the experience help you?
I suppose, like, it was great to have the experience of the older lads. And we had seen what they can do winning All-Irelands. Noel, that's his fourth All-Ireland, and the rest of the boys had got three. You know, like Seamus Kennedy, Mikey Breen, Ronan Maher, Jason Ford, John McGrath. Like, just, they're unbelievable to have around the dressing room. And then, of course, you have the younger lads coming through then, the likes of the Daras, the Sams, the Oisins, who are carefree, and they just love Ireland. And I suppose then there was that middle group, I suppose, the lads who had, you know, entered into their mid-20s, I suppose, and probably hadn't done it for Tipperary, you know, and that was probably put down to us last year. You know, we kind of needed to take this team on a little bit now, this group. And you know, I think subconsciously, nothing was said, but I think subconsciously that group of players became leading figures this year.
Well, Colin Buig from Off the Ball, Cork man, has joined me in studio. So, Tommy, I know you were speaking with the Cork manager, Pat Ryan, on his team's performance. We'll play that for Colin now.
Just got overworked, really, to be honest with you. Look, they got great momentum behind themselves. Got a few scores, got the crowd behind them, and got a couple of breaks of the ball there, the couple of goals they got, and obviously the sending off. So, look, credit to the Prairie. You know what I mean? They came out, really worked really, really, really hard. We were in a good position at half-time, but look, got blown away in the second half.
You were six clear after the Barrett goal. It was the perfect position. Just 2 points in the second half.
Yeah, in a great position, yeah. And look, just look, once momentum goes against you, it's hard to get it back. And we just didn't wrestle it back. And unfortunately, look, Tipperary were in the ascendancy. And, you know, like really, really good teams, they put us to the sword.
You mentioned the bits of luck. I think there's three shots that end up hitting the post. Rhys Shelley is collecting a slitter once or twice, and it doesn't fall to anybody, and he kind of clears it out from there. Nothing seemed to go your way in that second half, and then Owen Downey gets the red card with the penalty too.
Maybe I was wrong in saying luck. No, in fairness, there was a lot of good play by Tipperary that won that game. Look, absolutely nothing to do with it. But look, the harder you work, the more breaks come for you, and the more balls fall into your hands. And in fairness, they worked really, really hard, used the ball really, really well, and put us under pressure on their own puck out, especially in the first half, in the second half, and put us really under a big pressure on their puck out in the second half as well. So look, credit to Tipperary. You know, disappointing for our fellas.
Disappointing for our fellas, including Colin Buig. What went wrong, Colin?
Everything, Pat. Good morning. Second half.
Tipperary came out and they just dominated the second half. Only 2 points for Cork. Now, there could have been goals because of the timber got in the way several times, but didn't happen for Cork.
It didn't have an effect. the outcome. Cork hit the upper post three times in the crossbar once, had Owen Downey sent off in about the 54th minute, but I even think that was mildly inconsequential because Tipperary were absolutely fantastic in the second half and they were simmering in the first half too.
Well, we'll hear from Michael Breen. Tommy's been talking to Michael Breen about how Tip managed to turn it round in that second half.
That second half, I don't know. I think the goal before half-time really woke us up. Like, we had been playing reasonably well in the first half. Hit a couple of wides, I guess, that we should have been nailing down. But we were kind of happy at half-time. We had possession. We had opportunities to score, but just didn't finish them. But that second half, I think we just attacked everything. Like, everything was our last ball earlier, and we just attacked it, and it came off Trump.
You let the shackles off. Like, did you change anything else tactically at half-time? Because, like, you know...
Not particularly. There was one switch already in personnel, Craig and Brian switched, and that was it. But we played what we talked about all year, and we just let it flow. That second half was so enjoyable to play then.
It was absolutely remarkable. Like, obviously, defensively, you did an unbelievable job collectively. Ronan Maher, yourself, you were all immense. But up front, Darren McCarthy, as a kid, given the year he's had, to produce what he did, I think there's jeers from the word go on every free he took. And then John McGrath, like, the moments of magic.
Yeah. And to win finals, you need big moments and big players, and they stood up. Like, you speak about Darren there, he's on the field every day for hours in freeze, and that's no exaggeration. Anybody would tell that he's down, he's practicing, and you could see there today he was just taking his time, he was doing his thing. 12 months ago we were walking down the street and kind of you're ducking and diving for people because you don't want to have the conversations, and all it took was as Liam said earlier, we'd get into the trenches, we'd get the work done, and that was simply it. Like, we knew where we were last year, put it that way. So,
and that was Michael Breen explaining how Tip turned it round. The free taken by Dara, I mean, he was channeling Owen Farrell, the way Owen Farrell converts penalties. It was quite extraordinary, his ritual, but it worked for him.
Yeah, he was brilliant. And what a bit of redemption for him too, to get sent off against Cork in the Munster Championship, basically before a ball was pucked in anger, and to get sent off in the semi-final against Kilkenny. He was fantastic. Yesterday, everyone was for Tipperary.
All right, it hurts for you, I know, Colin, because we're seeing the memes already, you know, Cork being twinned with Mayo, for example.
Well, it's only 20 years ago now, in fairness, for Cork. But yeah, like, it's they're such a talented bunch, but there's a soft underbelly.
Okay, let's talk about other things. Rory McIlroy couldn't quite lift his game to Scheffler's wonderful performance.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler kind of bookended the week, didn't he, Pat, with the press conference beforehand, the existential crisis that he sounded like he was having, but he turned out he was ever more motivated, and he's on the cusp to be a great, really. A month ago, he only turned 29. Rory McIlroy, 2 under yesterday, 10 under overall, finished tied 7th, and Shane Lowry also had a brilliant day yesterday. He had 5 under. It only goes to show if he didn't have the 2-penalty shot, and then, of course, he got sick the morning before his penultimate round, so it could have been something different for Shane Lowry. But Scotty Scheffler, he's the story for me this week, not even Rory. It's amazing.
Okay, and moving on to the Lions, a comprehensive win. I mean, the scoreline at the end, because the Wallabies kind of got it a bit together towards the end, but it flattered the Wallabies, that scoreline.
Probably.
The Lions were dominant.
Yeah, you're probably right there. First 45 minutes, Lions were great. The first half, fantastic, Finn Russell controlled the thing. After Dan Sheehan's try at the start of the second half, I thought Australia were the better side. They outscored the Lions in the second half, 14-10. And they have players coming back this coming Saturday, Valentini and Skelton, all going well. They've only had one warm-up game too prior to this, which was a narrow, dodgy win against Fiji. So, like, they're very undercooked. So I thought they were all right in the second half, but it was mostly because Lions dropped their intensity.
And other news, interesting, that Marcus Rashford might be going to Barcelona.
Like, what a great move for Marcus Rashford, whatever his representatives say, to Barcelona, because it's a seriously talented side. I wonder how many games he'll actually play for Barcelona. I'd be interested in, like, you know, it's a big old season, loads of matches, so I'm sure he'll play a number of La Liga games and Spanish Cup games and the odd Champions League encounter. But a fantastic move for Marcus Rashford, who was okay at Aston Villa and is totally out of the favour with Ruben Amorim.
All right, Colin Bouygues, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.